Since 2009, Utah has increased the number of eligible young people participating in the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, by 10 percentage points. Lincoln Nearing, senior health policy analyst at Voices for Utah Children, says the state has achieved this by eliminating barriers to enrollment. But he says Utah can and should do even more.
We've made progress. There's no doubt about it over the last few years. But compared to the rest of the country, we still have a long ways to go.
There are still more than 90,000 uninsured children in Utah. Nearing says most of them are eligible for Medicaid or CHIP. But even with the recent uptick in enrollment, Utah still ranks last nationally in enrolling children in those programs.
The good news is there are some policy changes the state can do, relatively simple policy changes, that would bring Utah along and help us catch up to the national average. We have the programs there. They're available to us. We just need to make these changes, and we can see a significant reduction in the number of uninsured kids in our state.
Nearing says the state should move to 12-month continuous eligibility for children in Medicaid, so families only have to sign up for coverage one time per year. He also recommends eliminating a 5-year waiting period for legal immigrant children before they can sign up for Medicaid or CHIP. Nearing says these policies have been adopted in other states, reducing the number of uninsured children. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.